the smoking nun. When we first set out to create the smoking gun, which is the blend used as the foundation of this tea, we were worried that it might end up being a little too weird. It doesn't necessarily make sense that this sort of worry still happens, as we have only had one idea fail, but it still rears its head with aggravating frequency. We enjoyed the smoking gun, and it occurred to us that we could begin another conceptual tea series utilizing it. It only made sense, given the name of the foundational tea, that the teas in the series would be connected to conspiracy theories, ghost stories, and weird events, the kind of things that might be covered in a show that crossed The X-Files with Supernatural. The Smoking Nun had its first seeds in a conversation on Twitter about beer. I'd been tallying up how many times we used various ingredients, and I had come to the realization that if we were going to keep something in the toolbox, we needed to have more than one or two teas that used it. Hops had come up as one that we didn't use enough. Given our Jane's Cocoa kickback and how lovely I find it to be in certain moods, and the fact that I've read some books about brewing and distilling recently, and am mildly fascinated by the idea of creating our own beers, meads, and ciders, I really wanted to do more with hops. The more teas I create with a particular ingredient, the better I come to know it. And if I ever want to make beer, I'm going to need to have quite a depth of understanding of hops. So, I asked questions on Twitter. I've had some quite informative and engaging discussions by doing so, and as beer is not something I drink with any frequency, I needed input. Out of that discussion came a number of ideas for teas involving hops, including this one. This takes our smoky green tea and adds the two most basic ingredients for beer, barley and hops. The holy basil just seemed like it would be lovely in tandem with the rest. It was wonderful. Smoky, earthy, hoppy, rich, with a green tea underpinning. Which meant we had to name it. Almost immediately, I wanted to attach it to nuns or monks, as both nunneries and monasteries were often known for making beer. Thinking about that, in tandem with the taste of the foundational tea, something started twitching in the back of my brain that I could not quite grab onto. That sense of the information is on the tip of my mind and I can feel it tickling, but it has an invisibility cloak, so I cannot quite find it. Mr. T quipped about how we could just call it the Smoking Nun to cover the beer-making aspect as well as the flavor. That helped me chase the thought inside my head. Something, something Santa Fe, something ghost story? I went to the internet, armed with better search parameters, and found the story. Sister George is one of the ghosts of Santa Fe. She is purported to haunt the Inn and Spa at Loretto. One of the ways to note her passing is that she leaves behind a hint of cigar smoke that dissipates far more swiftly than actual smoke would. Digging up the tale, I remembered where I first heard it. It was a late-night chat around 20 years ago with my security guard, back when I was a night auditor at a hotel in Santa Fe. He was a fascinating individual and had an archival knowledge of the myths and legends of the area. He was an excellent storyteller, and his skills made some of those long nights pass more pleasantly. Now for the basic information. The Smoking Nun contains gunpowder green tea, Russian caravan tea, holy basil, chocolate malted barley, and hops. All are organic. A batch weighs in at 2.5 ounces, making approximately 30 to 35 servings of tea. You can purchase it loose, or we can turn it into tea bags for you. As loose tea, we offer it in a 5-serving sample, or a full batch in a bag or tin. As tea bags, we offer it as a single tea bag, a 5-tea bag sample, and a full batch of tea bags in a bag. You can purchase the Smoking Nun in both our personal shop and our Etsy store.